Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, I'm going to talk a little theater this morning because it's our theater segment, which has been interesting doing a theater segment without any theater. But we found ways to talk about things that are going on virtually and things going on to benefit people who are in the theater world and have suddenly been put out of work. That's really been a number one concern of mine. I wanted to bring in Deb Clapp, who is the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters, kind of represents the Chicago theater community as a whole. Deb, happy holidays to you. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Happy holidays to you, Dean. Good to talk to you.
So how are you holding up over at the League of Chicago Theaters with all of this?
We're holding up okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're making it. We're getting through. It is, it's rough. You know, it's so rough for everybody. And we just, you know, it sounds kind of sappy, but we're just so happy to be able to continue to do the work and help people in whatever way we can during this time. Obviously, the things that we usually do, hot ticks and so on, you know, all of our marketing efforts are have gone by the wayside, but we're really happy to be able to do what we can.
Talk about, you know, sort of in a tangible way, what happened when all of this hit and the theaters were forced to shut their doors? What happened exactly? Bottom line, I know a lot of people were put out of work. I don't want to pit one group of workers against another group of workers who are going through a hard time. You know, we hear about the restaurant workers all the time. Of course they're having a difficult time. But the people who put on entertainment venues, live concerts, live theater, in front of the stage, behind the stage, they have been out of work pretty much since February, right?
For 10 months, yes. You know, what happened was, I think the date was March 13th, right? All theaters halted production immediately. We were the first businesses to close due to the nature of our gathering people together in close contact with each other. So even before restaurants or, you know, bookstores or anybody else were forced to shut down, we were shut down. Everybody who works on stage or backstage or as a designer, excuse me, designer or lighting technician or any folks like that were immediately out of work. And as it, you know, continues on, people are obviously out of work for longer, but also more people are out of work because they are, you know, theaters have to continue to try to cut wherever they can.
Before I ask another question, do you want me to take a break so you can get a little water or something like that? Would that be helpful?
That would be very helpful. Thank
okay.
you, Dean.
All right. I've gotten into those coughing jags myself. Deb Clapp is the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. We'll continue right after this. Oh, boy. I'll just say you're welcome in advance for this earbug that I'm putting in your head, the earwig, whatever it's called. You're going to have this in your head for the rest of the day. The number one song, 1996, Deb Clapp, executive director of League of Chicago Theaters. Deb, you're welcome. You're welcome is all I can say right now.
Hey, thanks. What did you say, 1996?
1996, can you believe it? 24 years ago, that was the number one song.
I cannot believe that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I got something for you.
Uh-oh.
Do you know who was what play run best production of a play in 1996 at the Joseph Jefferson Award?
Oh wow! Let's see.
I'm going to tell you. It was. You want to guess?
No, I won't be able to remember. Go ahead.
Having Our Say.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. I remember
it was,
seeing it.
Actually, it was Fox Theatricals that did that, a commercial producing company. So, yeah.
I was downtown yesterday and just walking by all the closed up theaters. Actually, I walked by one of your Hot Ticks locations, and it broke my heart.
Yeah, I know.
All boarded up. I mean, between the pandemic and the riots, really, that we had over the summertime, much of downtown is still boarded up. But it broke my heart. The Hot Ticks store, the various theaters all closed up. It's just completely heartbreaking to see all of that, but that's what we gotta do that for now. That's part of the deal right now. You were talking about the effect that it had when theaters closed in March. Do we have an idea or estimate the dollar amount that's been lost in Chicago theaters since then?
You know, it's really hard to put a dollar amount on it. I mean, you can put a dollar amount on the numbers, we can say how many tickets are generally sold in a year and to, all of Chicago theaters, and that number is around $10 million.
Wow.
But there's really so much more than even that, because there's so much ancillary economic activity that happens around theaters, and so many theaters, as you know, are subsidized by donations, individual donations and grants and things like that, that it's really a number that is very, very hard to put your finger on.
Sure. Well, I mean, just to get a slight estimate, though, with that $10 million, not to mention, when people go to theater, they go to dinner beforehand. They go and have a drink afterwards. They park their cars. They do a little shopping wherever the theaters are located. I mean, it all has a sort of a domino effect. So,
yeah, they pay a babysitter if they come from out of town. They stay in a hotel. There's just so much.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I had commented earlier how impressive it is that creative types, both in theater, music, acting, movies, television, they have found new ways to be creative now. It really is impressive, isn't it, how the Chicago theater community in particular has found new ways to do things virtually.
It truly is. I am, continually impressed by the resilience, the fact that people really want to keep working. And it's not about, it's not about, we need to, it's not about money, right? I mean, nobody's really making any money. And a lot of people are, a lot of the theaters are actually putting their online content out there for free. To stay connected to patrons and to give people a place where, they can find some, hopefully some joy and some solace during this time. It's really, and doing things, just like I've seen some really clever things on Zoom. I've seen some wonderful, pre-recorded things. I've seen some wonderful live things that are done safely and, socially distant. And audio plays, it's amazing.
Yeah, really, really good stuff. And, I don't know if there's an answer to this. What is the future going to be of Chicago theater? I mean, we've got the vaccine that's, rolling out right now. It's going to be a long time until theaters are open again. But what does the future hold for Chicago's theater community?
Well, I think it's going to look a little bit different. And I think the ways in which it's going to look different are going to be different for every theater, right? I think that we're going to see over the summer, we're going to see a lot of outdoor performances happen. I don't think we'll see any in-person inside theaters before the fall, but I do think we're going to continue to see, even after we're back in person, I think that we'll continue to see more digital work than we've seen in the past. I think there will be some folks who will do maybe a combination of digital and in-person. I think that overall, you know, we're just, you know, from a very practical standpoint, we're going to see theaters be much more aware and conscientious of all of the safety protocols that we're now putting in place around, even around going back to work in the office. I think you will see a lot more, maybe even we'll continue to see masks, but we also might see, you know, we'll be seeing hand sanitizing everywhere. We'll be seeing other safety protocols be put into place by a great number of theaters. I think that it's going to be really important to us that our patrons feel very safe when they do come back to the theater.
Yeah, and I agree with you that it's going to be at least fall until, you know, things start to happen again. And, you know, once they do, you know, the term new normal is bantied around way too much, but it is, because it's true. Mm-hmm. There is going to be a new normal for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the world that we're living in right now. Well, yeah. I wish you the happiest of New Year's. 2020 can't get out of here fast enough, as far as I'm concerned, and I think a lot of people agree with me on that.
I know, yeah. I do. Absolutely. So happy to see it go.
Yeah, onward and upward to a new year, and you know, health and prosperity and happiness. You know, theaters are such an important part of our society. Such an important part of our development as civilized human beings. I can't wait until it's back up and running again. So we'll stay in touch and keep me posted on things that are going on, okay?
Will do. Thank you, Dean.
Happy New Year, Deb. Deb Clapp, the executive director, the League of Chicago Theater.